You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
Well, here we are. Fairy Nectar.
Thank you for showing me the way. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
So, the potion worked. My thingy should be the right size for me to be with the majority of the fairy succu girls.
That's great. Glad it worked for you.
Did you, like the last review?
It was fine. Well, let's head in.
Oh, okay. Yes. What's his deal? He's been acting funny towards me since yesterday. He hasn't even called me Chickadee yet. Wow, I never thought I'd miss his stupid nicknames.
Welcome to the Fairy Nectar, travelers. Do you have a membership with... Well, well, well. Look what the angel dragged in.
Jasmine?
Rodan? I think this is the first time I've seen you without a filthy cigar hanging out of your mouth.
I quit.
Seems to be a trend with you.
Do you know every succu girl in this town or what?
Careful, Lila.
You know what? No! You've been an ass to me this entire day. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm sure I don't know what you mean. A membership won't be necessary, Jasmine. Lila here will be visiting just the one time.
That's just fine with me. My, your friend could stay a couple of weeks with all this coin.
Maybe I will. I'm sure I'd get a lot of material for my writing since that's all this guy seems to care about.
Have fun. I'm off. You'll do great, Chickadee.
Oh, yeah. You too.
You too?
Never mind. Get out of here. I got work to do.
Oh, yes. You're really gonna be working over one of those fairies, I'm sure. Just be careful with that concealed weapon of yours.
Hold on a second, sir. Ma'am? Never mind. I'll find out soon enough, considering I have to perform a strip search on you now. Rodan literally just said you have a weapon on you. Now, come with me.
Oops. Sorry about that. I meant Lila's junk.
Looks an average size to me, so I have to check to be sure.
Guards!
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks a lot, Rodan.
Sheesh.
I'll make it up to you later.
You better.
You're coming too, big guy. We need a witness or support person for this to be legal.
You what now?
This place is kind of creepy.
It's where we assess each patron's suitability to mate with a fairy. But in your case, there's a few extra steps to make sure you're not a danger. I'm sure it's fine, but we have had enough incidents to warrant this strict rule. You can thank your buddy for this.
Sorry? I was only joking, you know? So what, I just sit here and watch?
Precisely. There's a jug of nectar there and reading materials if you wish.
Rodan has to watch this? Oh no, I think I'm going to die of embarrassment.
This isn't what I planned for my day, but hey, beverage and a show. Nice.
Okay, guards, remove their clothing.
Hey, no, I...
Oh, come on, just let them do their job.
No, this is embarrassing enough already,
But you're squirming. This won't take a second.
Hey, get your mitts off my friend! Give your customer some dignity, woman. Need I remind you how much gold I so graciously put down? Lila is perfectly capable of removing their own clothes. Got it?
Yes, you're right. Apologies. Guards, assemble the partition to give our guests some privacy.
This is heavy.
Thank you. You're scary when you're mad.
Don't worry about it. Ain't nothing bad gonna happen to you while I'm here.
This privacy screen offers minimal coverage due to the gaps in the leaves, since we still need to see what we are dealing with here. But it will do.
Don't look, okay?
What? Why, I wouldn't dream of it. I'll be keeping an eye on the fairy guards, though. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yes, sir.
Heroes log number 4. Fairies. Fairies are one of the smallest species that are available in brothels, and each one has their own personal limit as to what they can, take inside, so to speak. So, for their own safety, getting into one of these places is quite difficult. They prefer repeat customers who can be trusted, because it saves on these kinds of processing situations. Their petite bodies, cute mannerisms, and feminine beauty really are enchanting. And they're highly popular amongst men due to their ability to make any man feel big.
There's a good little angel. Now, the underwear too.
There. It's done.
Fantastic. First, I must check your body for any hidden weapons. Please turn around, put both hands on the table, lean forward, and bend over slightly.
Do I have to? Oh, heavens.
Don't forget to cough!
Shut up!
It seems you're holding a bit of tension right here, in your backside.
Of course I am! This position is very humiliating.
I'm terribly sorry, but I might have to check inside. Is that all right?
Inside? Where?
Your ass, my dear. You could have something hidden up there.
I assure you that I do not. Sleeping with a fairy is seeming less and less worth it.
Anyone who has ever mated with a fairy would never say that. It will only take a moment. I can go very slow. I can even make it feel good for you, if you think that might help things.
Feel good? How?
With your butthole G-spot!
You know what? Yes, maybe I will. Make it feel good then, Jasmine. I don't care.
With the amount of coin provided, I see no reason to not make even the examination portion of your experience a pleasant one. Consider it excellent customer service. We are a brothel, after all. Guards, fetch me the lube and glove.
Yes, ma'am.
Leave us, everyone, and wait outside. This service hardly calls for an audience.
Yes, ma'am. Signal us if there's any trouble.
Y'all are the ones who are trouble.
Will this hurt? I've never had anything in there before.
I will go so slow and so gentle, it will feel nothing but good for you, I promise. You just need to make sure to relax. Now, please spread your legs a little further apart, won't you?
She's being so nice to me now. I'm not sure about this butt stuff, really. But I promised myself I would try everything that Earth has to offer. Okay.
What a lovely view. So perfectly round. And your skin is as white and flawless as a lily. I just need to use a glove and lots of lubes, so this might feel strange at first.
It's okay. I'm ready.
Take a few deep breaths for me, okay?
Okay. I know you're only rubbing it right now, but it feels so strange.
You'll get used to it in no time. Oh, here goes just the tip of one finger. Yes, my finger, my dear. My finger is slowly entering your tight little asshole.
Oh, heavens. Wow.
Oh, you're taking it very well. Shh. You can do it. My fingers are so small. And there we go. All the way inside.
It feels like a lot of pressure.
Ready for more? I need to check way up inside, you know.
I guess that would be okay.
Two fingers. My, my. Three fingers. Your tiny hole is being stretched so much. Four. I wonder if you can fit. Look at that.
What?
My entire hand is inside you.
No way. Is it really?
Yes. Don't forget, my entire arm is only the size of a few of your fingers. Speaking of my arm, this glove is full length. Would you like me to...
Would it fit?
Let's find out, shall we? Well, it seems like you don't have any concealed weapons after all.
You'd better check thoroughly.
You're so warm inside. Your ass is so slutty. I wish you could see how deep you're taking me in.
Why does this feel good?
You're going to get addicted to this. Oh, you're hard. How cute. There's pre-cum all over the table. You're tightening up. I can barely move my arm. You must be getting close.
What was that? It feels too good for fuck.
Found your sweet spot. I forgot to measure your penis. Guess I have to make you hard again.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes, please. More.
Can I leave now?
You're still here?
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, my God.
No one told me to go, so I just...
I told everyone to leave before I started.
It's fine now. You can go. Talk about mortifying.
See you around, old buddy, old pal. Oh, and I won't need a review for this section of your romp.
Rhoda!
Never took you for an ass man.
Out!
Oh, you need any help with that, Rodan?
No, I'll be fine.
But you're so hard. You look like you're about to burst. Isn't it painful?
More than you know. Christ, I gotta get to Zealous Potions. Pronto.
Five inches, huh? Not bad. I'm afraid you're a bit too big for the majority of the fairies here.
Five inches? This morning, it was four. What happened?
I know one fairy who will be perfect for you, though. She's shy, but very adventurous once she gets going.
Heya! You're my client Lila, right?
Yes. Yes, pleased to meet you. Oh, she's so cute and little. This room is so pretty, too. It's almost like we're outdoors. That's a little embarrassing, actually. What's with the exhibitionism today?
You okay? You seem kind of sad.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just, well, I came a few minutes ago, so I guess I need some time to, you know?
Aw, well, how about I give you a massage? I'm really good at them.
That sounds wonderful, actually. Thank you.
Well, come on. You got wings, don't you? We can go to the treetop bed. Just lay back in my pillow nest. I'll help you relax in no time.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, Primrose, was it?
You can just call me Rose if you like. I already know that you're Lila. I've heard about you from the other sucky girls in this town.
Good things, I hope.
Oh, yes. I can't believe I'm lucky enough to get you on my first week here. I'll admit, I'm a bit new to all of this. Just moved here this week, and this is the only job that, well, piqued my interest. Let me just get the massage oil and stuff, okay?
Rodan, she was so cute and far smaller than Jasmine. I don't think I've ever seen a chest tinier than my own before. I was so excited to finally be able to make love to a fairy. I hadn't even noticed how petite her body really was. With the help of the potion that Azalea made, it seemed I'd finally be able to bed a fairy.
Hey! I can't be the only one getting naked, silly. You shouldn't stare so much.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted. You're very adorable.
Thank you. I always worry that my voice might be annoying or something. Oh boy, I'm so excited though. I have heard tell of your absolutely huge... Oh. It's nothing. It looks like you're about 6 inches, which is pretty big. But from what the other girls had said, I thought your holy lance would be a little bigger. It's okay, though. As far as I'm concerned, it's how you use it that counts, right?
Oh, if only she knew. Wait, 6 inches? She might be wrong. I mean, I'll bet anything looks big to a fairy, right?
I'm a bit of a size queen, even for a fairy. Did you want to rub the oil on me? We fairies give you full body massages. As in, my entire body all over yours.
That's intriguing. I would love to do that. Oh, sorry. I'll warm it up a little. Is that better?
Yes, much. Thank you. Your hands are so big.
Thank you? I've never seen a body like yours before. It's amazing. You fit so perfectly in between my hands.
I do, don't I? But it might be hard to oil up all of me like this. I could sit on your lap. Is this better? Oh, naughty angel. There's your pinky going, huh?
Over your pink little nipples, I think. I don't really know what happened to me, Rodan. But the way she was acting so submissive and cute, something in me was awoken. Something that scared me. Something that I had never felt before. For once, I was in control. And I liked it. Your nipples are getting all stiff. I thought I was just oiling you up for a massage. Are you actually enjoying this?
No.
Really? Not even if I rub them like this?
If you rub them like that, I might...
Oh? I guess I'd better stop then. Weren't you going to give me a massage?
Right.
Her skin was so soft, and the mana she left behind as she rubbed her plump little thighs down my chest left me tingling. As she traveled lower and lower, her ass touched my dick and it sprang straight up instantly. Seeing her doing as she was told made me really, really turned on. Seems like a certain part of me wants some attention too. It's all swollen.
So it is. I need to give it a good rub.
Yes, good girl.
I can't believe I thought this was on the small side before. I can barely fit my thighs around it.
I think we should see where else this could fit. Don't you?
Yes. Please. Oh, yes, please. Fuck me.
I believe it was you who was servicing me. Why don't you impale yourself on my dick if you think you can take it, size queen?
Fuck.
I can help with that. I used both my hands to grab her torso, and before I knew what I was even doing, I forced her down onto my cock. What's the matter, Rose? I thought my dick was small. You're impossibly tight. Fuck. It was the first time I had ever been inside of a woman. Her pussy was gripping me so tight. It might have ruined me for every other pussy on earth. She couldn't move on her own. So I had to use her body like a fucking fleshlight. I tightened my grip on her body and began to move her up and down on my cock. Look at you. You can't even speak because my dick is filling you up so much. How does it feel to be used as a sex toy? What you would do if I just stopped here. What do you want?
I want you to fill me with your hot cum, please.
Her insides began to melt my cock. And I was helpless. Fuck! Coming!
Fuck! More! I want more!
I thought she was already full to bursting. But then she started riding my cock as fast as she could. I've never seen someone so desperate for cum before. Each time I came, I could see her stomach getting bigger, filling up with my cum. Her stomach bulged, swaying with her movements, and just when I thought she was at her limit.
Coming again.
Never guess what happened. The potion, it must have worn off. Because right at that moment, my dick began to grow. First, to 7 inches. Then 8. 9. And as my dick grew, pussy seemed to grip me tighter and tighter until I couldn't stand it anymore. I slid her up my dick until only the very tip was inside of her. I'm going to come again. I'm sorry. You just feel too motherfucking good. By far, my most intense experience yet. Rodan, your ample coin meant I was able to have 2 very different experiences with 2 very different fairies. Their cute and bubbly personalities are sure to bring out the Dom in you that you never knew you even had. Their petite bodies are, in fact, quite durable. So, you don't even need to be as careful with them as they would have you believe. There's a fairy for every man, no matter his size. I give them 9 out of 10.
Lila?
Yeah?
I think I'm stuck.
You gotta help me, Azalea. You gotta make this go away!
Hey, buddy. Deep breaths, okay?
No. No! Your useless potions aren't working anymore! I'm so scared. Every day it gets worse. I feel as though I'm gonna lose control. That I might hurt someone. That I might hurt...
Lila?
Never! That's never gonna happen.
I hate to say it, but with my current repertoire of ingredients, my potions aren't strong enough. I have the skill, no doubt, but I lack the means. I'll need something stronger, and I'll need you to fetch it for me.
What do you need?
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of my Interspecies Reviewers porn parody. I hope you enjoyed it, and you can listen to episode 1 and 2 on my Patreon or Pornhub. If you would like to help support this project, please consider purchasing the audios on my Gumroad. I'd like to keep producing these for free, but they do take a lot of time and money to produce. A special thanks to my producers on Patreon: Konata Aoi, Jara, Joe Barr, and Moozer. I'm Ule Tiger, and I'll see you in episode 4.